Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good evening and welcome to Secret Passages on KNVC 95.1 FM. My name is Renee Marie.
And I'm Carrie Hampton, the voice of Issy Braddock.
And today we are joined by Jeff Moore, who plays Deputy Ben. Welcome.
Hi, thank you, Carrie and Renee. It's nice to be here.
Wow, what a finale. It didn't even feel like finding out who killed Richard Streeter was the biggest reveal of the episode. Honestly, my head is exploding with questions about what's going to happen next. Things we do know. Linda killed Richard, but we don't know exactly why. Kate has escaped Herridge House with the help of Deputy Ben, who realizes she's about to get framed for murder. Drew finally knows Liz and Ray's huge secret. And Issy Braddock apparently isn't actually Issy Braddock. Carrie?
Nope.
Like I said, mind blown. Jeff, it looks like we'll be hearing from you in season two. How's life on the run?
It's great. I've always wanted to just run off with a fugitive. It's a good career move, I think.
Do you feel like Bonnie and Clyde or like Harrison Ford in The Fugitive?
Probably Bonnie and Clyde, I think, because, I'm the law, so, maybe not Bonnie and Clyde.
I think they had a lot of fun.
Bonnie and Clyde or Kate and Ben?
Both.
Oh. Yeah.
Before this interview, I was thinking to myself that I was worried about whether Deputy Ben was going to be a good guy or a bad guy. Like, I realize he made his choice by coming to save Kate because he was going to kill Richard.
Correct. I think Deputy Ben's a little more complicated than what he lets on. As an actor, you try and get into somebody's head, into the character's head. And with this show, it's been a little difficult at times because information is sparse. But I'm sure he has had to do some pretty dark things for Sandra in the past.
Oh, I can't wait to find out what he's done.
Well, in this case, Linda helped him out. He didn't have to do the dirty work.
Correct. But he was headed over there to do what Deputy Ben does well.
Renee, you can finally solve your clue game.
Yes. It was Linda in the kitchen with the rolling pin.
Jeff, right. We asked this question of everyone on our show. There are many ghosts on the show, and we've been asking everyone this. So what kind of ghost would you be?
My initial response, I feel I'd be somewhat mischievous. But then at the same time, I'd probably want to try and tidy the house up. So I'd knock something over and then clean it up. I would like to think I'd be mischievous, but not evil.
You'd clean up your messes.
Yeah, I do little silly things like move things out of place that I knew somebody would get annoyed at because they couldn't find it or whatever. But I wouldn't break it or take it away. I'd just move it to somewhere else.
That sounds like a nice ghost to have. I mean, if you had to choose a ghost.
A ghost, yes.
That's not so bad.
Yeah. We're all going to live in the house or wherever we're at. So, yeah, it is funny. I don't know whether I believe in ghosts or not. But as an actor, the Brewery Arts Center is apparently haunted.
Oh, really?
And every show I've ever been in, the first day of rehearsals, it's usually in the bathroom for some reason. I don't know why I talk to the ghost in the bathroom. But I usually just walk in and say, hi, I'm back.
Wow.
Oh.
What a move.
Just to let them know I'm friendly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, then maybe if they're a mischievous ghost, then they won't mess with you.
Correct. Yes. So do I believe in ghosts? I'm not sure, but...
You're hedging your bets.
But yes. But always, try and be polite and nice. And So I'm always nice to the Brewery Arts Center ghost.
Well, that should warm the hearts of everyone in Carson City at this moment.
Oh, yes.
So, Jeff, how did you get involved in the show?
Heidi and I met Scott Young, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. The Brewery Arts Center does a spooky short film festival around Halloween every year. And there was a group of us that entered a film, and Scott was one of the judges. Last year, I believe we had a read-through where Scott just got a group of people. He was just trying to see how these episodes would play out and what was the timing on it and how long they would go for. And he had messaged Heidi, and then Heidi asked me if I wanted to help out with it. So I did. And then Jeff Barsa sent an email saying auditions are in this time. And so I auditioned.
How was the audition experience for you?
It was odd because normally you're looking at someone stage shows.
Did you have the same experience I did where you were just kind of sitting looking at a blank screen and you had to sit naturally because they could have, you're sitting there for like 40 minutes and then they'll just suddenly be there like, hello?
Hi. Yeah, I do try and sit up straight and do all the good posture things for sound. But it was just odd. It was just not just being in a chat room and then, hi, you're on.
Well, if you weren't going to be Deputy Ben, who would you have liked to play?
Sandra. Is he my dear? Yeah, actually, Richard would be a fun. I think playing someone that's nice is okay, but playing someone who is really not nice is a lot of fun. And so I think Richard's a really cool character to play. I'm trying to think of the PC correct. A jerk.
Well, it was funny because when we were interviewing Cody, we started in on this question about how horrible his character is, and he objected to that. He's like, I disagree. He's great. I love Richard.
What are you saying? That's so
sarcastic. It was interesting to hear him. Well, but then he was also saying like how much fun he was having.
Yeah. Right.
Playing.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Interesting. But no, it's fun. But again, this whole experience is new for me. I've never done any voice acting. So sitting by myself in a bedroom and reacting just to voices without people's faces and hand gestures. And it's been a challenge, but it's been fun.
Yeah. I mean, with stage, it's also when if something goes wrong, you can have that kind of conspiratorial eye contact that only you and the other actor would notice. But I don't know. I guess you can text in the background when someone else is being silly. Seems feels a little more mean-spirited, though.
Right.
You and Heidi are like, Joe is so dumb.
No.
No, we've never said that about our blessed editor who's going to make us sound intelligent.
Correct.
Or not sound stupid. Or
not sound. There's going to be an echo.
Jeff, have you developed any hobbies during this whole coronavirus pandemic adventure that we've all been going on?
No.
If the answer is no. Oh.
No hobbies.
Well,
you don't have to make up anything.
I craft radio controlled cars out of popsicle sticks and
shut
birds' feathers.
Up.
What? You weren't going to tell us?
Yeah,
that?
I know. I'm a nerd.
Oh my gosh. What kind of popsicles do you eat?
What are they called? I'm not doing a very good job at this. The rocket ones. What are the ones that look like rockets? Oh,
the red, white, and blue ones?
Yes, oh, yes. I love those.
Firecrackers.
Rocket pops. Yes. Rocket pops? They are great.
Which one is your favorite of the three layers?
Probably the lemon one, the white
one. Yeah. Yeah, me too. Me too.
All right. Neapolitan ice cream. Do you eat one section at a time or do you scrape across all three at once and eat a
No. Sandwich? You don't buy it at all.
That one was made for a food fight. It's awful.
What? I scrape it across all three. I mean, this why have a mixture of different flavors if you're not going to mix the flavors? It's you might as well just have a thing of chocolate ice cream and vanilla ice cream and strawberry ice cream.
Neapolitan ice cream is a psychopathic
ice cream, really. Well, I have to be honest, I haven't bought it in such a long time, but if I were to buy some and eat it, that's how I would eat it. I prefer peanut butter chocolate ice cream.
Ooh.
To be fair, I've eaten like fig and goat's cheese ice cream.
That one sounds good.
Yeah. And Neapolitan ice cream is a psychopath's ice cream?
Right. I mean, that place even sells salt and straw, even sells, what was it, pig's blood, Renee?
Oh, yeah, there was a pig's blood. There was like a salt and pepper, too. And then, yeah, there was some unusual flavors.
Again,
but Neapolitan ice cream. That's where I draw the line.
Well, so I'm a little worried about Issy now. Do you have any legal advice for her?
Run. I don't know. I don't know if I took the only car.
There does seem to be a shortage.
Oh, yeah. How many cars are there?
There's not a lot. Is
massive
there?
Massive house and two cars.
Now we have some questions from listeners.
This question is from Ludo in Palawan, the Philippines. What's your relationship with the supernatural?
As I said, I'm...
Yeah, I guess you sort of answered that for us. Yeah. So then what does Deputy Ben think?
I think Deputy Ben thinks that there is something really weird about Harridge House and that I don't think he likes to spend a lot of time there.
This next question is from Dee Dee in Monroe, Iowa. She says, I'm always curious what the actors do aside from appearing in the show. Is Jeff a policeman in real life?
No, I am not. I work for the city of Prescott. I am in Parks and Recreation.
Jeff, thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
No, thank you for having me. It was fun.
I don't believe you.
No, I lied. Deputy Ben's not very trustworthy.
You can learn more about the show by logging on to secretsofheritagehouse.com, facebook.com/heritagehouse, or on Instagram with the handle secretsofheritagehouse. If you have any questions or comments, email production@secretsofheritagehouse.com.
You can re-listen to episode 13, the final episode of season 1 of Secrets of Heritage House on Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific time on KNBC 95.1 FM, or stream it live from your smartphone or computer at knbc.org.
And you can listen to all of season 1 as a podcast. See you next season.
This concludes our time on Secret Passages. Thank you to everyone for tuning in and listening to all of our interviews. We've had a lot of fun, and we want to give a special thanks to KNBC and our technical producer, Joe Bly, for all the support.